Delegates to the Extraordinary National Congress, or the CPP, have started arriving at the Ghana International Trade Fair Center for election of the party's national executive. As at 1 a.m., delegates from four regions, Northern, Upper West, Upper East, and Eastern, had arrived at the Congress grounds. They were welcomed by some party officials. Currently, accreditation of delegates is ongoing and expected to end by 10 p.m. George Ang is one of Radio Ghana's correspondents on the ground. Hello, George. What's the mood on the Congress ground?
If you can listen to us very clearly, you'll find the groups playing traditional drums, dancing, and the whole place is getting electrified. The delegates all over the place. I have with me the contestant, Susan Edua Mankwa, who is vying for the national vice chairmanship, and on her logo is leadership, team playing, experience, and unquestionable loyalty. I'm wondering if you want to listen to her, what she intends doing for the CPP before they could capture power in 2012.
Yes, you can have Susan briefly.
Yeah, Susan is here. Susan, tell GBC and the people of Ghana what you have up your sleeve for the CPP.
Well, for me, like I said, I'm a CPP person who, and I teach the CPP gospel. I go around and I evangelize to all people that the CPP is a party that needs to come into power so that Ghanaians can feel that the God-given air they've given is really, really there. So, you know, CPP, we have good intentions for this country, we have good ideas, and we believe that if we come into power and those ideas and those intentions are implemented, Ghanaians will be the better off for it. So I vie for this position so that I can help to build my party, make it a party that people would want to vote for it, come 2012, come 2016.
Woman beside us is one vying for women organizership. She is called Madam Aisha Sulefuta. Hold on for Madam Aisha Sulefuta.
Hello, this is Aisha Sulefuta, vying for the National Women's Organizers. I'm doing this purposely to see how I can strengthen. CPP is a fair pool of old men and women, but this time we want to show Ghanaians that CPP are full of youth. Youth like me, contesting for the National Women's Organizers. So that come 2012 election, we see who is who.
Thank you very much. That was George Ankra, Radio Ghana's correspondent at the CPP Congress grounds. Meanwhile, the former director of the National Youth Council, Dr. Sekou Nkrumah, has been analyzing the NDC-CPP fraternity in line with the reorganization of the CPP. He said the CPP appears to have been hijacked by the NDC, and that has affected the progress of the party. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Dr. Nkrumah said he joined the NDC because nothing seemed to be happening in the CPP.
When the NDC was formed in 92, so I think that is the reason why the CPP is where it is today. More or less has been hijacked by the NDC. So I think one way out is to try to work closely with NDC and eventually merge. I know it seems to be difficult for those in the CPP or PNC to accept that they seem to want to be independent and do it on their own. But then if you look back from 92, and their performance in elections has been very poor and really doesn't leave much options.
You said the NDC seemed to have poached some CPP members into its fold. When we look at nation development, would you say that the NDC did well or not?
Which of the NDC? The present NDC?
The former NDC.
They have, yeah, because, I mean, CPP, I think, belongs to a certain constituency, more the ordinary people, the ordinary folks and so on. I think that was Nkrumah's constituency. And in a sense, you agree with me that Rawlings was able to capture that constituency. Of course, he came to power in a different way, but the dynamics and the time was very different. But I'm saying we've now come back to a multi-party system of democracy, and I think we all Ghanaians seem to be comfortable with it. But the point now is that where do you belong to the right or left of Ghanaian politics?
Where do you belong yourself at the moment?
Well, MPP always represented the right of Ghanaian politics. The CPP NDC represents the left of Ghanaian politics.
That's right.
So I belong to the left of Ghanaian politics. I made the move from CPP to NDC because things were not really happening in the CPP.
The way things are going in the country, do you think NDC would still retain power in 2012?
The point is that I prefer the NDC because I am the left of Ghanaian politics. But I'm saying Ghana does not end with NDC. It could be MPP, it could be NDC. And at the end of the day, if MPP has a better leadership that can transform Ghana, I think Ghanaians would not have a problem with that. If the NDC can have a better leadership that can transform Ghana, Ghanaians will not have the problem with that. So at the end of the day, it's a question of now leadership. We've all identified where we stand. Those who are on the right are with the MPP. Those who believe in that philosophy and ideology. Those who are on the left, I think most of them are with the NDC. The question is now that caliber of leadership that can transform our lives. And I think that seems to be lacking now. I think we've seen it both in the NPP and NDC. And I'm not saying they've done. Every government comes and does something. There's some development. We cannot say there's no development. But I think we need a very radical transformation.
Dr. Sekou Nkrumah, some sections of the public have wished the CPP well and have asked the party to elect a leader who can win elections for the party.
My expectation, I want them to finish the Congress peacefully and safely so that they should understand what they are going to discuss on the ground so they will have peace in the next election.
Whoever they stand in for them, well, they should go in for that. That is what I can say.
Come out with anything for the nation. And it's a party which has lost its roots in the people who knew CPP. They are all over 70 years now. The young ones, they are not aware of what CPP can do for them. So expect anything good from them.
Well, I wish them all the best. I believe that at the end of the Congress, especially because we need them badly in next year's election. So I believe that whatever they will do to let the Congress become successful, they should do so that Ghanaians also will be very, very happy because we need them badly in next year's election. They should be rewarded because they bring to life their own sin. So if they are given the award, it motivates them enough for them to bring come out with the problems, especially in the rural areas.
A cross-section of the public expressing their opinions on the CPP Congress.